Blog Talk Radio.
This is Steve Patton. I'm your host. I'm waiting for Shimmy. Hello.
The PIN number doesn't work, fam.
Well, we're on a host. I merged the phone call, so we're both talking at the same time. The PIN doesn't work because I'm using it. I'm anxious to see if this comes through with both of us. It's on a conference call, so I just want to shoot the shit. Really. So state your name.
Uh, I am a Morris American. That's my nationality. And my appellation is Shimeon Mikasha Baz L. My band number is AA222141.
Okay. Tell us more about being a Moorish American.
Well, it's a stance that we have taken as Asiatic black men.
You're breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
It's a stance that us Asiatic black men have taken because a lot of people try to identify us as just black. And black is not a nationality. And if you don't have a nationality, you're not considered part of the human family. So this is why it's so adamantly, you know, presented to people when you're dealing with us Moors that, you know, nationality and appellation are so very important. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Maybe the listeners don't know. Why is it so important?
Because each family has an estate and a heritage that binds them to a certain land or land mass. And if you don't have a nationality, that means you don't have a land. And if you don't have a land, then that means you don't have an estate. And there is no land called black where black people can go and say, this is our home.
Okay.
And people might be like, well, why don't you just go back to Africa? Well, if you talk to a lot of Africans, there's a lot of Africans that do not have love for us that are over here.
And you know what?
Well, basically, one of my elders said that he was told by more than one African on more than one occasion that if you were born over here, you're from here. Ultimately,
okay.
You have to remember that when the explorers came to America, they were greeted by Native Americans that looked supposedly Negroid. And these were the natives that were annihilated. And the natives that helped annihilate these peoples are the natives you see nowadays.
Okay. So all throughout North America and South America?
Yeah, well, those ones that have that relationship with the federal government and have that Indian status thing going on. And made treaties with them and all of that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, I don't deny that I have African blood in me, but I'm not totally African.
Tell me about being an Asiatic black man.
So an Asiatic black man is actually another tribe akin to being a Moorish American, because an Asiatic black man is a man that descends from the tribe of Shabazz. And this tribe was so old that it existed during the time when the moon was still part of the earth. And at that time, the earth's circumference was 36,000 square miles.
That doesn't seem like a big circumference.
Well, now it's 26 or 25,000, I believe. Or, no, 24,896 in circumference now from what it was. And the tribe of Shabazz is the tribe that Elijah Muhammad spoke about a lot. And he said it was lost. But that lost tribe is us, you know? And the reason why I take on both heritage, both the heritage of the tribe of Shabazz and the Moorish American, is because my ascendants come from the island of Jamaica, where there was a strong Moorish presence before slavery started, and that presence is still there to that day in a place called Spanish Town. Because a lot of people don't recognize that when you're dealing with 1492, you're dealing with the Spanish in 1492, you have to remember that all of Spain's colonies were being run by Moors that looked like Negroes, because before that time, there was Negroes that were running Spain and Portugal and a lot of parts of Europe. So it doesn't just all of a sudden, oh, these Spanish colonies were Caucasian colonies because Christopher Columbus came over here and seen Spanish people. And they like to omit that fact in school.
Okay. So the Moors migrated over into Europe.
Yeah, like all over the world. We went all over. Like you can, anywhere you can find the word Moor in somebody's language, we were there.
Okay.
Like even going as far as Japan, like there's deities with the word Moor in their name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the meaning of what a Moor is, right? Because a Moor has a Moor on a ship is what it basically boils down to. Because the reason why that is because we were the first to navigate the ocean, or
okay,
navigate waters.
So let's go back to Asiatic black men. So you have a tribe in
called Shabazz
in East Africa, right?
So here's the thing. Our people don't have an absolute origin, because when we were, you know, the world power, the superpower, like how the United States is now, our kingdom expanded over the whole entire globe. It was one homogeneous civilization. And then, you know, they talk about that mythical flood of Noah breaking apart that union. And I can substantiate a little bit by using the Bible and bringing people's attention to the Tower of Babel, when the so-called God being that they worship said, "Let us go down there and confuse man's language."
Right.
Because Bab El really means door to the God, or door to God, because Bab means door and El means God in Hebrew dialect.
Okay. So let's talk about the emigration to Asia.
Well, the first wave of beings to come out of Africa and migrate to Asia are either what is called Peking man or Homo erectus. Now you have two theories in place now. You have the theory in place that Homo sapiens developed in Africa, evolved in Africa and then migrated, or you have the multi-regional theory, which says that Homo sapiens evolved in different places simultaneously.
Okay.
No matter what it is, whatever theory you're dealing with, there's always going to be at some point an older group of Homo sapiens. And so far, the oldest bones they found are on the African continent. But that's not to say that they're not finding very ancient bones in other places.
Right. There's so much mystery as to the origins of mankind. And they find different tribes of, say, pygmy-sized people. And I'm not sure where, but...
That would be equatorial Africa.
Okay.
Because the pygmies are very ancient people and they're still alive to this day. They are ecological masters. They're so advanced in their knowledge that they're able to live in the same area that they've been in for thousands and thousands of years without depleting their environment or causing it damage and that necessitates them having to move. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like that's what I mean about like civilization. Like there's different interpretations of civilization because being in such ecological balance would, you know, mean that they have a certain social organization in place in order to maintain that equilibrium.
Right.
And that shows advanced intelligence. Now, we believe we are advanced and intelligent and whatnot, but what we do destroys the earth in order for us to subsist. The pygmies don't. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. So going back to the Asiatic black man, which you pretend that you are,
I'm like a half breed. I'm half born, I'm half Asiatic. But some people would say more and Asiatic are the same thing. But in reality, there's a lot of tribes that fall under both designations. Certain scholars like J.R. Rogers would tell you that the word more is interchangeable with the word Negro, but it's more proper because it denotes our nationality as Martinians or Moroccans or, you know, Nigerians or people from West Africa in general.
All right, so getting back to the Asiatic black man, there was a migration to Asia, and how long did they stay there?
Well, okay, so you see, it's going to be kind of difficult to explain because I have to use the Bible, but when I'm using the Bible, I'm not following the same timeline as people usually interpret it. So you have the Tower of Babel and man speaking only one language and working together and having one civilization that was basically global before God came down and ruined their language or changed their languages, right? And, you know, made it confuse their languages.
Right.
Now, the flood happened way, 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 way back. And when it happened, the Asiatic black man that was in Africa migrated to Asia.
Okay.
Right? And was there. And I can't tell you for how long. Maybe okay. somebody else could, but I can't. I'm not going to give you a fake number.
Right.
But we came back into Africa for 50,000 years. And we were led by a man that we call Granddaddy Shabazz. And Granddaddy Shabazz was a scientist. And this scientist said, I'm going to make a man that can withstand anything of nature.
Okay.
And he brought us to the jungles of West Africa to make us tougher and more resilient because we were soft, because we were like, we were kind of soft and meek disposition like that of like a Hindu. Or a Buddhist, per se, you know, really meek, really calm, you know, not really imposing, you know, not quite physically adept and physically strong. And
okay.
he knew in his projection of using astrology. Some people say astrology is bullshit, but this is what he used because he said, my people will end up getting enslaved, and when they're enslaved, they're going to be in an environment that's a lot harsher than this one. So I want to toughen them up, and that was the point of them leaving Asia and coming back to Africa.
Okay. So then you get modern day
and that's where you get the title Afro-Asiatic.
Okay.
We just say Asiatic because to us we know the Afro is implied.
Right.
And don't get it twisted. There's pale Asiatics too that look white, and there's pale Moors that look white because of intermixing and whatnot between tribes.
Okay.
So there's pale Arabs that would claim to be Moors. And there were, and it's like I was telling you before, right? Like there is, you know, Caucasian people who have the last name Moore or Morrison or McDonald or MacDonald, and all of those allude to ancestry of, you know, Moorish origin in their heritage.
Okay. So yeah, you're saying even white people, like with Scottish names, are Moors as well.
Or have Moorish, not that they're completely Moor, or that everybody in their ancestry is Moor, but a Moor started their family.
Okay. So
there was a marriage that cemented an alliance that created a family who then honored the Moors so much that they put them on their crest. Some people say the reason why the Negro heads are on the family crests of ancient Europe is because they represented slaves. But why would you put slaves on your family crest? That wouldn't make sense.
Right. So there's a whole lot of stuff we can get into in these episodes. We're going to do. I wanted to talk about Asiatic black men and Afro-Asiatic today. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, we can get into the fact of you know, that 50,000 years, you know, is actually the Torah of Moses is symbolic of that 50,000 year period, because symbolically the prophet Moses represents Granddaddy Shabazz.
Okay.
And the Pharaoh in the story of Exodus represents the other scientists who said he was stupid and didn't believe that what he was saying was true, and that they didn't want the people to leave Africa. But in reality, the story was back to Africa. Because remember, some people remove Egypt from Africa and try to put it in the Middle East.
Okay.
So it's kind of a reverse psychology thing. But you have to remember that the Bible and the Quran are composite books.
Right.
Right? They give partial information out of sequence and out of order, and sometimes the details are mixed up.
Okay. Yeah, it's a bit of work to sift through that stuff.
Well, you have to know the ancient narratives that come before the Bible and Quran of that same area, right? Like the Babylonian culture, the Assyrian culture, the Akkadian culture, you know, the Canaanite culture, the Hittite culture, the Persian culture. You know, all of Mesopotamia, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it's rooted in. So once you know once you know the true history, you can then discern what it is you're looking at when you're reading the Bible. You know, but if you take the Bible to be like this complete book that's not drawing reference from anything else and it's literal, you're not going to get very far.
Well, you only get as far as what taking it literal.
You know?
Zine. So the show is 45 minutes. We're arriving at the 30-minute mark. I'm wondering.
I just heard it say 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see if it goes on into the 15 minutes. Oh, it said 60 seconds. Yeah, this is like a first attempt. But it's cool. We got some info about Jimmy's culture, and he knows his stuff. And there will be many more discussions to follow. So I'm pretty sure we have 15 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
So do you want to talk about something else?
Well, can you continue? Like, you know, I was watching a lot of videos on YouTube. There's a lot of African elders that are saying their tribes came out of Asia. And I was actually reading one of my books. This is a book I would recommend to anybody and everyone that wants to know the history of us so-called blacks that are over here, called From Babylon to Timbuktu by Rudolph D. Windsor. And in this book, he quotes another scholar, a Caucasian scholar, actually. And this Caucasian scholar says that the cradle of the black race is Asia.
Oh, yeah.
So this scholar is actually proposing that black people didn't, supposed black people didn't originate in Africa, but that we migrated down into it before anybody else did, and then migrated back.
Okay.
Right. So you have all of this travel, all of this migration going back and forth, looking for resources and fertile land and hunting grounds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Search for water and all of that. You know what I mean? So yeah. I just want to put that out in the air, you know, and I mean, this is a huge majority of, you know, certain African elders saying that their tribes came out of Asia.
Okay. So are you saying that there's like different versions of how it goes?
Well, that, you see, I now agree with the multi-regional theory that Homo sapien evolved in different places simultaneously and at different times.
Okay.
And like I said, Africa right now has the oldest bones that have been found so far.
Okay.
So people would, automatically be like, well, you know, since Africa's got the oldest bones, that's the origin of humanity or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you found there. You haven't uncovered everything in China. You haven't uncovered everything in the Middle East. You know, you haven't even uncovered everything in Africa itself.
Right.
Right? So there's no conclusive answer as to where the origin of humanity started. They try to make it, they try to force it down people's throats that Africa is the origin of all beings or all human beings. But it's only a theory still. It has a lot of validity, and it seems to be pointing in that direction. But multi-regional evolution is also another theory that could be postulated in face of human development.
Please go on.
You know? And it just goes to show, like, that 50,000 years of us being in the jungles of West Africa coming out of Asia after the flood of Noah, after the Tower of Babel being knocked down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite the event, because I heard that they had found bones that were like a million years old over here in North America somewhere. and they've never found bones that old in that range before over here.
Yeah, it's pretty old. I'm not even sure when they say human beings started to exist.
They say Homo sapien evolved near the area of Ethiopia in 150,000 years ago.
Okay. So a million years is a huge jump. I assume that the bones they found that were from a million years ago weren't Homo sapien.
No, but it was a humanoid, though.
Okay.
Right, and to say that these people were just, primitive because they didn't live to the standard that we do is discrimination and racism. To say that they lacked any sort of intelligence is ludicrous because look how long they survived in the elements out in the open. It goes back to what I was saying about the pygmy being, ecological masters.
Right.
A lot of people like to negate that and they go, it's just primitive and he used primitive tools and... Yeah, but he was more in tune with nature and he ate better for the most part. He was usually healthier, a whole lot stronger. In this society, we have a bunch of weak men. I guarantee the women back then could beat up most of the men nowadays that live in this time, that live in this day and age.
Right.
They get their ass whipped.
Right.
Fuck. But I'm just saying it's crazy because I can keep going on and on and on about this all day, fam. It's not a problem. But yeah, that's all I really wanted to say was just the cradle of the black race is Asia.
Okay.
The second dynasty of ancient China was Negroid. It was called the Fushang Dynasty, and they were Negroid. But they overlooked that. They won't tell people that. You have the Dravidians. In the Hindu Kush of India, they look exactly like Ethiopians, but their hair is a bit more wavy and not so tightly curled like the nappy hair that we have. But they have the same type of nose, same type of lips. Their women have big wide hips and big bosoms, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to places like Namibia in Africa, and then you see that there's people that look like Caucasians, people that look like Mongoloids, people that look like Negroids, people that look like everybody else on the planet in that one place, and all of them claim that they've been there since the beginning of time. As far as they're concerned, right? And the theory is that from everybody, when humanity supposedly started from Namibia, everybody, again, it was migration, You know, so yeah.
Don't worry about the spaces. I can cut them out.
Say what?
If there's any pauses, I can cut them out.
Oh, okay.
So if you need to gather your thoughts, you know, just take a minute or whatever. I think we have 4 minutes left.
Okay.
You stand ready for bed?
Yeah, I am. Well, you know what? You know, it's funny. When it comes to the word black is a very old word.
Oh,
and
yeah.
its origin goes all the way back past even Old English. And I believe it's Germanic Germanic, Proto-Germanic. And it actually means pale.
Really?
So that's why you have a lot of European people who have the last name Black.
Right.
Because they're saying that it was in my theory, it's more of a stance that they named themselves Black because they were saying that we don't have any Moorish blood in us. And we're proud of that because of, you know, ancient racism. Racism is nothing new. It's very ancient. It's not a new game. It's a very ancient game. It's been being played from this planet to the neighboring galaxies. You know, classism and racism. But to get into the neighboring galaxies, we'll have to do another episode about that. But, you know, we can get into that later. But, I mean, like, yeah, that's the thing, right?
Right.
You know, everything kind of snowballs into the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope the phone picks me up. Can you tell if the phone's picking me up or not?
I'll be able to tell in a minute. Well, we have like 2 minutes left, or less than that, a minute and a half. And
yeah.
I think YouTube only lets me post something like 15 minutes long on a new account. So I'll have to break this up into sections.
Okay.
I'm going to get on it, though.
What, tonight? Are you going to go to bed?
Yeah, tonight.
You got to be up by 9? No. You'll be up at 4.
Yeah. I wake up early. I should be okay. So, well, let's wrap it up. That's it for our show. Thank you very much, Shinmi. And we'll be back soon.
All right. Peace to the people.
Peace out.